So give us an update progress-wise from your standpoint as to how you're doing.
I feel pretty good. It's kind of been a bit slower than I would have liked, but you know, with these things now, it's you got to be more cautious than you used to be, and there's different protocols in place now, so you got to kind of follow that and follow the steps. So yeah, today was first non-contact or contact practice, and felt pretty good.
So what's kind of your mindset here moving forward? How do you continue to approach today and tomorrow? And
right now, I think it's just kind of day to day to see how I feel. Definitely feeling a lot better the last 3 or 4 days and passed all the tests and stuff, but haven't had a lot of practice time. So today was definitely nice, and just to see how it goes one day at a time.
Okay, can you be in the – could you see yourself playing tomorrow? Is that still too
– Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I talked to Paul. It's just kind of wake up and see how you feel. And the biggest thing for me is just getting that speed back, because I haven't had a lot of full practices with the team. So I think today was basically my first one where I participated in everything. So just see how it goes.
Have you gone through this before?
Not in a long time. I think the last time was like 2011 or 10. So it's been a while. So it's definitely frustrating to happen at the start of the year and have to watch the first couple weeks.
How'd the symptoms compare for you?
I feel like, you know, I've had a few and they've all been different in their own way. This one, I mean, it didn't feel that bad at first. I kind of actually was thinking about trying to get back in the game when it happened, but you know, thankfully I didn't, and it's just kind of been a bit slower than I would have thought. But you know, every time, every player is different. So
just feeling off or headache?
Yeah, just you know, at first it was just some headaches and feeling off, and then yeah, I just kind of felt slowed down a bit, and now just kind of everything's starting to come back.
Yeah. The kid itself, Brian, I know Paul didn't like it after the game, and obviously NHL end up not taking any action. I mean, did you get a chance to look back at it? Do you think it was accidental? Or
yeah, I mean, it was a tough play. It seemed like he was kind of trying to jump between us, and yeah, I think you still got to be a bit aware of what's around you and who's around you. But yeah, he actually texted me the next day and asked how I was doing and apologized, and I thought that was a real nice gesture. So yeah, it's not something I'm you know, looking back on, and you know, I'm looking forward now.
Skating with I didn't notice if you had it on today, but the tinted visor that Andrew Kopp wore that last year, right, when he was making his way back. So is that something just for practice, or that you would wear in games to start?
Yeah, it's actually something that was kind of an issue in the, you know, middle stages with the lights and stuff, and I talked to him about it and, you know, got his take and asked, you know, if he looked into it. Yeah, and he had some interesting stuff to say, and thought it really helped him, and you know, with that, with the lights and stuff, and felt like it's he just got used to it and liked the way it felt. So I thought I'd give it a try and practice and see how it goes, and so far it's been pretty good.
Teams are so much more aware, right, of how to deal with this stuff. Is this the kind of thing that 10 years ago you would have gone back out and played?
I'm not too sure about that. I mean, I definitely, you know, had a headache right away and felt a bit off, but it was definitely different the last time I had a concussion. I think the protocol is just basically rest until you didn't have symptoms, and you know, now they want to get you moving and get you thinking a bit, and you know, they say that rest is kind of the opposite effect now. They want to get some blood flow and get your brain working a bit. So yeah, it's changed a lot, and probably for the better. I mean, it's a pretty serious thing that players have to deal with, and yeah, I'm glad that there are those protocols in place.
Just last one from me, but some ups and downs obviously to start the year for the team, but what was it like to just have to sit and watch those first 8 games as a spectator?
Not very fun. You know, I've played full seasons the last 2 years, a lot of hockey, a lot of games, and you know, I definitely forgot what it felt like to sit out and watch, and it's you know, it's boring, and it's not fun. I mean, you just work out and go in the gym and skate by yourself most days. So just to be out here practicing with these guys again is it's awesome.
As a veteran guy who's seen so much hockey, do you ever find yourself almost feeling like, when you're watching from above, like a coach, and where you share things with maybe Paul or whatever, things you've observed?
No. I keep all comments to myself.
What has it looked like? I mean, how does the team look to you?
Pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of questions, I think, this year with all the new defensemen and stuff. And, yeah, I think we've had some, you know, mixes where we've played some really great hockey and hockey where I think we know we could have played better. And I think we're still in the middle of putting that all together and kind of, you know, finding out what our game's going to look like this year. So, yeah, I mean, we're only a couple weeks into this season. So, yeah, there's still a lot to work on.
Blake called it a search for your identity, I think, a little bit less.
Yeah, I mean, I think that gets used a lot, the identity word. But, yeah, it is. We do have a lot of new faces in here, and we're going to look different out there. So, you know, in a way, you know, we are searching for what team we're going to be.